Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Yesterday we covered the ayah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a great bashara and glad tiding. He said, Fadhkuruni, remember me. And he did not say, I will merely reward you. If you remember me, I will reward you. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fadhkuruni, adhkurukum. If you remember me, I will remember you. What a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are finite in our being, in our attributes. We are limited in every aspect. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a creation can, to the best of our ability, then Allah, who is infinite in his being and his attributes, will reward us by remembering us. If we remember him in our hearts, he will remember us in his heart. In ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. And وَإِنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the gathering, he will remember us in the gathering of the angels. My dear respected brothers and sisters, elders and youngsters, the Quran has basharat and glad tidings, and also the Quran has warnings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, bringer of glad tidings and warnings. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. He was an inviter towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a source of light for the humanity. So just like there is such a beautiful bashara and glad tiding in Surah Al-Baqarah, on the flip side, there is also such a severe warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرُوا نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O those who believe, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sure you prepare for tomorrow. Every soul should check and look what it has prepared to set forth for tomorrow. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is fully aware of all that you do. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ. And do not become like those who forget Allah. Do not become like those who forget Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of their forgetting Allah, will make them forget themselves. These are those who have crossed all the bounds of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the fasiqun. Subhanallah, over here we see how the warning comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the exact opposite of the bashara that was given in the former ayah. Over there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember me and I shall remember you. Over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you forget me, he will not forget us. He cannot forget us. لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى, as Musa عليه السلام said to Fir'aun. لا يضل ربي ولا ينسى. My Lord does not forget. But rather, what is even worse than that is that he will make us forget about our own self. This self-identity crisis that is happening, where people do not have a sense of purpose in life, that where did I come from, and why am I here, and where am I going, and what is the purpose of my existence? I do not find any meaning in life. All of these are symptoms of forgetting about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is noteworthy here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly told us, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, and I will remember you. And on the other side, he did not say, forget, if you forget, do not forget me, and if you forget me, then I will make you forget yourself. He did not say, do not forget me. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. Don't be similar to, don't be like those other people who have forgotten about Allah. He did not say, don't forget me. He said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ. Do not be like those other people who have completely forgotten Allah. Meaning, forgetting Allah is such a major sin and is such a destructive attribute that will bring destruction in the dunya, qabr, hashr, and akhirah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do not even be like them. Do not even imitate them. Do not even come close to them. Look at the condition of those who forgot Allah by forgetting his existence, forgetting about his tawheed, forgetting about his dhat and his sifat, his attributes, that he is sami' and basir. Forgetting about him when they commit sins and disobey him, then Allah made them forget Allah when the time came to repent from their sins. They forgot their purpose, they forgot their destiny, they had complete amnesia. And this is such a destructive end that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't even be like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving something mahsus, something we can mushahad, we can witness and see. This is the destruction of the people who forgot Allah. See them, do not even be like them, do not even come near unto them. We beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this month of Ramadan, he makes us among the dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat, and he protects us from becoming among the ghafilin and ghafilat, those who forget about Allah, and as a result they end up forgetting about their own selves. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.